Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to hear the story of a United States Senator. You are going behind the scenes of political Washington, into the Senate chambers, the cloakrooms, the private offices, the meetings, secret and public. The locale, the background, are factual. Only the names and the stories are fictional. This is Freedom, USA. Starring Tyrone Power as the Senator of the United States and featuring the voice of America's distinguished news commentator and Washington authority, Edwin C. Hill. Freedom, USA, the story of your government today. In a moment, listen to Tyrone Power as Senator Dean Edwards in Freedom, USA. Now, we present Freedom, USA, starring Tyrone Power as Senator Dean Edwards and featuring the voice of Edwin C. Hill.
This is Edmund C. Hill, ladies and gentlemen, speaking to you from the gallery of the United States Senate Chamber. On the floor below, freshman Senator Dean Edwards again is shattering precedent.
Although no positive proof exists, I urge that we stop these ships immediately and force them to put into a friendly port so that a thorough investigation may be made.
Senator Dean Edwards proposing that our government interfere with the commerce of a half a dozen foreign vessels engaged in international trade on the high seas, so that their cargo may be investigated. A startling suggestion that could have explosive international repercussions if the senator's suspicions are not corroborated. The entire affair began less than a week ago when Senator Edwards, returning from a short vacation, stopped off in New Orleans to have a look at the Mardi Gras.
Dean Edwards!
What?
Who is it?
Dean, how are you?
I'm fine, but who are you?
What? You mean you don't recognize me? It hasn't been that long since college.
Well, maybe not, but I don't remember any pirates wearing masks on the campus.
Oh, I forgot. I'm in costume. There. Remember this pirate without a mask now?
The voice was familiar, but how could I forget the face? George Banning. How are you, George?
Wonderful, wonderful. I don't have to ask how you are. I read about you in the papers practically every day.
Still exaggerating, George.
Hey, come on. Let's get out of this crowd, huh? Let's go in this restaurant here where we can talk.
You know, this is better.
Yeah, we can talk here without being disturbed. Not even by the waiters. They're all watching the parade.
Well, what are you doing in New Orleans, George? As I remember, your home was in Chicago.
Was is right. Been living here for 7 years now. I'm with International House.
Oh, the trading center in the free trade zone, huh?
Yeah. It's a wonderful thing, Dean. Each year it grows in importance. Serves as a clearinghouse and a stimulator for all sorts of international trade. It's made New Orleans one of the largest ports in the world.
Yeah. Done lots of good for our relations with Central and South America, too.
Yeah. Well, now, what are you doing here? Official business?
No. The Senate is in short recess. I thought I'd stop off here on my way back to Washington and take a look at the Mardi Gras.
Well, I'm mighty glad you did. We can... Hey, wait a minute. You're just the guy I ought to talk to.
All right. Talk away.
No, Dean, I'm serious. I came across something a few weeks ago. Something you should be interested in. Could be pretty important.
What sort of thing, George?
Well, it's hard to put into words, but I've got a feeling about it.
Feelings are important sometimes. What is it?
60,000 tons of precision steel.
Well, what about it?
Well, you know how it is sometimes when you try to pinpoint something very elusive, like putting your thumb on a drop of mercury, it scoots away.
Uh-huh.
I can't get any information on that steel. I know where it's going, know what it's supposed to be used for, know what shipping line carries it. And yet I can't get any real information.
Take it easy now. First, the shipping line.
The Tassel Steamship Company.
Tassel? All right. Mm-hmm. An American concern?
No. Republic of Vanidad.
Uh-huh. Local offices here?
Oh, yes. But there never seems to be anybody there.
I see. Now, second, where does the steel go?
The Caltona Sewing Machine Company in Brazil.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, what's the problem?
Did you ever hear of a Caltona sewing machine?
Nope. But maybe South America has.
Yeah. It's a very small company. Point is, what do they do with all that steel? This shipment a few weeks ago wasn't the first large shipment to them either.
Well, who owns the Caltona Sewing Machine Company?
A fellow by the name of Tassel.
Oh. Of the shipping company?
Probably the same.
But you don't know?
Well, it's a logical assumption.
Have you spoken to him?
No, I can't.
Why not?
Can't ever reach him. Not here in New Orleans, not in Brazil, not in Vanidad either.
The Republic of Vanidad. Oh, that's where the Tassel Steamship Company operates from.
That's right. You've got to understand, Dean, that since I work in International House, I've got to be circumspect. I can't go barging around asking questions willy-nilly and sticking my nose in where it doesn't belong. But one thing stands out in this whole business with the steel shipments. I can't ever pin down the elusive Mr. Tassel.
And that's a lot of steel.
I thought perhaps you could bring it to the attention of the right parties in Washington.
I'm still on vacation, George. Perhaps I could look into it a bit. If 60,000 tons of high-grade steel found its way behind the Iron Curtain, well, I certainly want to know about it.
Oh, no, wait, Dean. I didn't mean for you to undertake this thing yourself.
Well, I'm not undertaking anything yet, except maybe a taxi ride to the local Tassel Steamship Company's offices before I go back to my hotel tonight.
I confess the whole thing's been bothering me. I'm relieved to have you take the weight of it off my shoulders.
I'll bet that much steel is heavy.
Especially if it comes at you out of an enemy cannon or a bomb bay door.
Driver, pull up at the corner there, will you? And wait for me, please.
You ring the bell?
Yes, this is the Tassel Steamship Company, isn't it?
It ain't so good. What did you want? This is the Tassel Steamship Company, all right, but we're closed for the night.
I saw your lights on, and I thought maybe there'd be somebody here I could talk to.
Just me. I'm the watchman.
Well, I'm sorry to bother you, old-timer. I don't suppose Mr. Tassel would be here this time of night, but I thought I'd try.
Not this time of night nor any other time, day or night.
Oh. You ever see him at all?
Nope. Guess I'd have to go to Brazil or Vernadad, maybe. Know where Vernadad is, don't you? In Central America.
Yes.
Sure, thought you did. Now, if you don't mind, I've got them around at the tender.
How many ships in your company?
Oh, half dozen or more. Liberty ships.
Uh-huh. And what is this place, a warehouse?
Yep, steel warehouse. Warehouse for steel. Now, look, you can come back tomorrow and get all the dope.
Not if I can't see Mr. Tassel. What other shipments do you make outside of steel, old-timer?
None that I know of. It just happens I know something about that steel. All of it first grade. Could use it for precision work. I used to be a machinist during the war. Worked a million machines, I can tell you.
The kind of steel you'd use in sewing machines?
Oh, maybe a little bit of it for the moving parts, but not in place of the cast iron.
60,000 tons.
That'd make enough sewing machine parts to outfit the whole world.
I see. Well, thanks, old-timer. That Mr. Tassel is elusive, all right, George. I couldn't reach him by phone in Caltona, Brazil, or in Vernadad, either.
Well, I guess the best thing, then, is to turn it over to the authorities in Washington.
I intend to, after I find out a little more. But that larger shipment of steel is important, and, well, I might be able to track it down before it gets into the wrong hands.
They're going to Brazil?
That's right. And if I have to the Republic of Vernadad, too.
Say, I really got you involved, didn't I?
I'm glad you did, George.
Well, look, if you do get to Vernadad, you could look up a friend of mine. Name's Jess Fogarty, with the American consulate there. He knows his way around.
Good. I'll do that.
Good luck, Dean.
Yes, sir, Senator Edwards. I am in charge of the Caltona Sewing Machine Company when Mr. Tassel is not here.
I've made a long trip, Senor Gracidas, just to see Mr. Tassel.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Well, perhaps you can help me, Senor. How much business did your company do last year?
Well, we are a small concern, but our sales are increasing, Senor.
How much, Senor Gracidas?
In dollars, it comes to $35,000 last year, see.
Mm-hmm. That's not bad for so small a factory.
No, Senor.
But it doesn't seem likely you'd use 60,000 tons of steel.
Well, I am not the purchasing agent, Senator Edwards.
Who is?
Mr. Tassel himself.
How often do you see him?
How often? Well, not so very often. Once, perhaps twice each year.
Where does he spend his time?
I do not know, Senator.
What happens if you have to reach him quickly?
But why should I want to reach him quickly?
Any number of reasons, Senor Gracidas. In the quick look I had of your factory, I should think he'd be here now trying to straighten it out.
What?
Poorly equipped, undermanned. As though you aren't doing $35 worth of business, much less $35,000.
Oh, Senor.
Furthermore, I don't know much about sewing machines, but I'd say this isn't your whole operation.
Oh, no, Senator Edwards. We have, subcontractors.
Uh-huh. Who?
Well, the Interworld Manufacturing Company, for one.
Interworld?
See, Senator Edwards, you spoke of that 60,000 tons of steel. We allocate 6,000 tons to them.
You don't do any overseas trade, then, do you?
No, senor. We sell only to South America.
I see. Now, this Interworld Manufacturing Company, where is it located? Perhaps I can take a taxi and...
Taxi, Senator Edwards. Maybe a water taxi, no? The Interworld Manufacturing Company is in the Republic of Vernidad.
How do you do, sir?
Oh, thank you for meeting me. George Banning had some nice things to say about you.
That's how I knew that you'd be on this plane. George called me by phone. He asked me to meet you.
Well, thanks.
Not at all. It's a pleasure to meet a United States senator. We haven't even had an investigating committee down here in years.
Well, here's a one-man committee.
George briefed me on what you're trying to do. Any luck?
Not the least bit. Trying to pin down the never-present Mr. Tassel is like shelling peanuts with mittens on.
Well, you've tracked him down. He's here in Bernadette.
Good. But first, I've got to find a concern called Interworld Manufacturing Company.
Yes, Senator.
And, I wanted to find out whether the Mr. Tassel who owns the Caltona Sewing Machine Company is the same Mr. Tassel who owns the Tassel Steamship Company.
I don't know about the Caltona Sewing Machine Company, Senator, but the man who owns Interworld and the man who owns the Tassel Steamship Company are the same man. Mr. Emery Tassel himself.
I see. But coming in on the plane, I noticed a half dozen ships loading crates in the harbor. Any of those the Tassel Line ships?
All of them. They're taking on cargo from Interworld.
Headed for where?
Oh, someplace in the Near East.
Oh. I think we ought to take a look at that cargo.
Well, we'll have to move then. Those ships are due to leave port in less than an hour.
Well, let's get a cab. We've got to get to the dock. And fast.
As Senator Dean Edwards in Freedom, USA, and the second act of our story.
Edwin C. Hill from Washington, D.C., ladies and gentlemen. Senator Dean Edwards, his vacation interrupted in New Orleans by the suspicion that 60,000 tons of high-grade steel is somehow disappearing upon being shipped out of this country, finds a trail leading first to Caltona, a small port in Brazil, and now to the Republic of Vernidad, a small neighbor in Central America. At the moment, he's in a taxi with young Jess Fogarty, a subordinate in the American consulate in Vernidad, headed for the harbor.
All I know is that 60,000 tons of steel are involved in this one shipment.
George told me there were three other shipments in the past several months.
Going somewhere. Not to Caltona, Brazil.
The bills of lading in order?
Oh, everything's in order. 6,000 tons were delivered here to the Interworld Manufacturing. They're supposed to be doing subcontracting for the sewing machine company.
Maybe they are.
Sure. Maybe the whole thing's perfectly open and above board. But it doesn't look right to me.
Well, I've done some checking myself. The cargo is toys.
Toys?
Yeah, it's on their bills of lading. I checked through the port authority here. Wooden toys.
You ever see any of these toys, Mr. Fogarty?
No, I haven't, Senator. What's on your mind?
Toys. I'll bet it's steel in those crates.
Hmm. It would explain the missing 60,000 tons, wouldn't it?
Completely.
Yeah, well, we'll be at the dock in a few minutes.
Well, there's a lot of them at any rate. Who do we have to see to get one of these crates open?
It's Sunday. I doubt if we can get anyone with that kind of authority on a Sunday.
Careful, gentlemen.
They seem to be in a hurry.
These aren't regular stevedores. They're crewmen of the ship.
Uh-huh. I wonder, Mr. Fogarty, if there wouldn't be a loose board or two in one of these crates on this side where it couldn't be seen.
Senator, I think I know what you mean.
Looking for something, gentlemen?
Oh, Mr. Hogarth, I've met you once or twice trying to get in to see Mr. Tassel, haven't I?
That's right, Fogarty.
Well, I'd like to introduce you.
I don't need no introduction. Hello, Senator Edwards.
You're well informed.
I thought I'd be seeing you, Senator, when I saw that airliner coming in.
Senor Gracidas?
That's right, Senator. He telephoned us from Brazil. Now, what can I do for you?
We wanted to see what's inside these crates you're loading.
It says it on the side there, see? Toys.
Kind of heavy for toys, aren't they?
Well, Senator, there are toys and toys. I wouldn't know. I just supervise things for Mr. Tassel here.
Mr. Tassel would know?
Yeah, he'd know. Why don't you speak to him?
I've been trying to. I've come quite a distance to speak to him.
Well, ain't so hard, Senator. Just take that taxi of yours out of the Interworld plant. He's there.
You're an American, Mr. Hogarth?
Sure.
If there weren't toys in these crates, Mr. Hogarth, but steel, going to a country on which the United States has placed an embargo, wouldn't you be interested?
Only one thing I'm interested in, Senator. My job. My job's to get these ships loaded, and I'm doing it.
Hear no evil, see no evil. If you're doing something that can hurt your country, doesn't it mean anything to you?
I'm not doing anything but my job.
Like turning your face away from a beggar or a cripple? You think by not looking at him, you can shut him out of existence. But he's still there, Mr. Hogarth, whether you look at him or not. And you can't shut out a whistling bomb by covering your ears either.
What about you, Senator Edwards? You think you can keep from getting burned when you play with matches?
All right, you might get him along. Got just 30 minutes to finish loading. Come on.
Well, Senator Fogarty, I don't care who you have to see or what you have to do. We've got to stop those ships from leaving port.
Perhaps if I get in touch with Valdez at the Port Authority.
Any way, you have to do it.
Where are you going?
To see Mr. Tassel at the Interworld Manufacturing Company.
It's quite an honor having you visit me here, Senator Edwards.
I consider myself lucky finding you, Mr. Tassel.
I understand you're conducting a one-man investigation of me.
Something like that.
Well, just tell me how I can help you.
I'm trying to find out what happened to 60,000 tons of high-grade steel.
Oh, that's simple, Senator. You're speaking of this last cargo, no doubt. 54,000 tons went to my sewing machine company in Brazil. The other 6,000 tons came to me here in Venedad.
You're loading six ships right now. I'd like to inspect the cargo.
Oh, but that's a cargo of toys. My Interworld company makes them, Senator. Why should I delay the scheduled departure?
So I can inspect the cargo, Mr. Tassel.
Senator, I'm afraid I can't help you there. But I assure you everything's in order. The bills of lading are with the port authorities, and... Well, there are toys in the shipment, that's all. Any other way I can convince you, Senator?
You're supposed to be making sewing machine parts for your company in Brazil.
That's right.
Perhaps a look at your factory.
Excellent. I'll be delighted to show you around. Of course, today being Sunday, we only have a skeleton crew working.
I understand.
Right through here.
You're an American, Mr. Tassel?
Of course. Born in Philadelphia.
Well, if 60,000 tons of high-grade steel, or more, wound up behind the Iron Curtain, wouldn't you be concerned about it?
Let's be frank with each other, Senator. You do suspect such a thing.
Yes.
All I can say is, do your investigating. I've got a perfectly legal setup.
Legal, perhaps, but very involved, Mr. Tassel.
No, Senator. It's very simple. I have a sewing machine factory in Brazil, and this Interworld company here in Venedad, and a steamship line. The steel I buy goes to Brazil for the sewing machines. A small portion of that steel comes here for some special parts I make here. My steamship line transports the steel for me, and it also transports the toys I make here to all parts of the world.
There's only one flaw, Mr. Tassel. I don't think you make sewing machines.
Well, I don't know how to convince you. You see here my toy shop in operation.
Yeah, it looks authentic enough.
It is authentic. I ship toys around the world.
But where do you do your parts making for the sewing machine?
Right through here.
Not working today.
Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And what are those, power presses?
Power shears, Senator.
You'd use them to cut large pieces of steel into smaller parts.
That's right.
And those machines, the ones covered up?
Well, that one there is a lathe. The other is a milling machine.
You'll forgive my ignorance, Mr. Tassel. And those two smaller machines are drill presses?
You're not so ignorant, Senator.
That comprises the total machine work here.
That's right.
It's not a big operation.
No, sir.
Much like your Brazil company.
Now, Senator, is there anything else I can do for you?
Yes, Mr. Tassel. Stop those ships from leaving port. I still think there's approximately 60,000 tons of steel aboard. I want the entire cargo inspected.
Senator, that's the one thing I cannot do.
Shall I tell you what I think, Mr. Tassel?
Please do.
I think that instead of 54,000 tons of steel being delivered to Brazil and 6,000 tons delivered here, it's just reversed.
I see.
I think you do a token amount of work with the 6,000 tons and are free to ship the balance to a country who will pay you exorbitant prices for it. In any form they get it, just sheared down to small sizes.
It's a lot of investigating you've done for such a short time, Senator, and a lot of assumptions you've
It'll
made.
Be investigated further, Mr. Tassel. I think also that you're really shipping toys out now, but just a fraction of the cargo is toys, while your bills of lading say the toys are the only cargo aboard. Underneath, there's all this steel.
I'm afraid you'll never know, Senator. By now, those ships have cleared harbor and are out to sea.
Are they, Mr. Tassel? Mr. Fogarty was going to prevent that.
Mr. Fogarty didn't do his job then, Senator. Take a look out this window.
Sorry, Senator. I just couldn't get Valdez in time. He was out in the country.
That's all right, Fogarty. Will you phone George Banning and tell him I'm on my way back to Washington?
Yes, of course I will. Senator.
Yes?
The way you explain the setup is probably the way Tassel does operate. There's only one thing I don't understand.
What's that?
That shipment of toys and steel, now how does it get into port? The customs inspector...
Well, by the time those ships get into port, Fogarty, the only thing left on them is toys.
Yeah, but what do they do with the steel? How do they deliver it to our potential enemies?
During Prohibition days in America, the rum runners used to have a way of doing that, Fogarty. They'd have a shipload of liquor and sail along the coast. Small boats would meet them on the high seas and take their quota. As the ship proceeded, the liquor would be unloaded, so that by the time the ship put into harbor, there'd be nary a drop of liquor aboard.
Oh, I see. You think the same procedure works for the steel?
I do. Crate by crate, till by the time the ships reach their destination, only the toys are left.
Well, we've missed this time, but if they try it again...
We haven't missed this time. Yet, Fogarty. I'm going to stop them if it's humanly possible.
I don't know how, Senator, but good luck.
Edwin C. Hill, ladies and gentlemen, where you've been listening to Senator Dean Edwards speaking on the floor of the Senate chamber. And the big questions still are, will the Senator gain the support of his colleagues in his effort to force the six vessels of the Tassel steamship line into the nearest port? And if so, will his suspicions be borne out that the cargo of toys is only a cover for a huge amount of high-grade steel, a vital war material destined for Iron Curtain nations? I see that below the Senator's finished, and the chair has called for a voice vote. All in favor?
Aye!
And opposed?
Yes, George. Well, it was the first time we used the air arm of the Coast Guard for patrolling action of this kind. Now, I just received word here in Washington. The ships were boarded, and it was exactly as we suspected. Steel-filled crates marked toys. Huh? Oh, sure, there were some legitimate toys, but we've got the steel back, and that's what counts. And we're going ahead with a full investigation. Yes, the elusive Mr. Tassel has finally been pinned down. Pinned down by 60,000 tons of precision steel.
Our star, Tyrone Power, will return in just a moment.
This is Tyrone Power, ladies and gentlemen.
One of the things I like about America is that document which is the very backbone of our way of life. I refer, of course, to our Constitution. Like the Holy Bible, it is a work of art. And like the Bible, it would do us all good to open its pages and read it regularly. It's the kind of reading that's inspiring, full of faith and honesty. Read it and see what I mean.
Next week, may we invite you to again visit our national capital for another absorbing episode of Freedom USA, starring Tyrone Power. In the interest of good government, we urge you to listen to these important stories from Washington, D.C. Freedom USA.